the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast
and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host for this week's tasting, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, hello. Welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast. A weekly podcast, but... Man, I wish we could start that all over again, but we're live right now on YouTube.
We're live. So. We're doing it live.
We're an entirely self-absorbed beer show, bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week, as I was very properly introduced, actually, this week. I got a proper introduction. I'm Beer Coaster Mike from Boston. And with me is...
Well, this is Toby out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah.
Yeah, just the two of us this week for our Thanksgiving beer show.
Yeah, I think Crazy Dave doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. I think he's...
Yeah, unless he can smoke a turkey. He's just right. Not into it. Yeah, he couldn't make it this week. I'm not quite sure why. Our schedules don't always work out. You know, it's three of us. It doesn't always work out that we can record the same time and get the same beer. And as you could probably guess, the logistics sometimes could be.
Well, we're also trying to put the show out on Thanksgiving, the full show that we usually put out on Friday or Saturday or Sunday sometimes. But this week, since it's Thanksgiving, we wanted to put it out on Thanksgiving. And I think recording a day early than we normally do is what threw Crazy Dave off. So sorry, Dave.
All right. We'll get him
totally
next
bumped
week.
You.
So this is our Thanksgiving show, and one of the beers that we're going to be trying, one we're going to be trying here on YouTube, is the Dogfish Head 75-minute IPA.
Yes, there it is.
Ta-da, there it is. And the reason why we picked this one. It's because it was brewed with maple syrup. And that's kind of the fall seasonal ingredient.
Maple Thanksgiving, is very maple autumn. Syrup, you know.
Yeah. We have a few more beers that we're going to try later in the show. We have our Tasty Flights. Toby, what do you have this week?
Oh, I have Epic Brewing's Fermentation Without Representation. No. What is it called? Fermentation Without Representation Imperial Pumpkin Porter. It's from their Exponential series.
That's a long beer title.
Yeah. It's a collaboration with DC Brow.
I'm going to be trying Slum Brew's Yankee Swap.
Yankee Swap!
I think that's a strong ale. And that also has maple syrup and aged in rum barrels, I think. But we'll talk about that later in the show. Right now, we're going to get into some of this Dogfish Head beer.
Let's do it. I'm thirsty.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
All right. So this beer, like we said, is from Dogfish Head. And they are out of Milton, Delaware. Their website is www.dogfish.com. This is an IPA brewed with maple syrup. This is actually a cask-conditioned blend of the 60 and the 90-minute IPA.
Wow.
And then it is dry-hopped with a whole leaf cascade and then bottle-conditioned. I think I got that all right. The IBUs are 7.5. The IBUs are 75. The ABV is 7.5. Right? Something like that. All right, let's just crack it.
Yeah, let's just crack it. Blah, blah, blah.
Who's going to tell me I'm wrong? Huh? If you think I'm wrong, make a comment right down there. Right down there.
And give us a thumbs up. Whoa, that's light.
Oh, very aggressive pour there.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of Yeti fingers on that one.
Whoa. Oh, it's going to overflow. Damn it. Thing like, oh, no, it's not. The good old Sam Adams glass for you.
Whew. Yeah, I thought that maybe mine was a little foamy because I had
head I have there.
Recently drove this home. Fingers? It was on the seat next to me getting shaken up, but seems to be pretty normal then.
Yeah. Beers wow, I can smell aren't that. Usually good passengers. They usually get
hops.
Motion sickness Ooh. Pretty easily. Yeah, I mean just pouring this into the glass. The hops are just, you know, right there. Really bright, citrusy hop.
Getting some dirty, malty stank, too. It has that, like an English malt.
Yeah, it's got a...
Or like a...
Yeah, a bit of sweet maltiness in there.
It kind of has, you know, that stanky, grainy...
Yeah, it's like a nice kind of, you know, it's a nice, sweet stank.
Yeah.
Very interested in... This is going to be like in how
it's a little cloudy,
or is going to affect an IPA.
Actually, it's very cloudy. It's like a billowy. Light orange color.
There's the head sticking right up over the rim of the glass there.
Yeah, my head is sticking around, man. That is, it's not going anywhere.
It's a very a cloudy. I don't know. What would you say? Like it's a cloudy golden color.
Yeah, it's like a light orange.
Yeah, it is kind of orange, yeah. Isn't it? Almost like a, jeez, I don't know. I mean, it almost looks like there'd be like wheat malt in here or something. Like, I wouldn't guess it was an IPA. It has kind of a interesting look to it.
Let's take a sip.
A beer of a different color.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Ooh, wow. Right in the middle there, I got a little bit of pine. Like real, piney, like pine sap right in the middle, and yeah. Then it went away. And now it's like.
I get pine and then candy. Apple, like a. When I took a sip, and granted, I got kind of a nose full of foam when I took a sip, but there was kind of a. Almost like a Granny Smith kind of.
Yeah.
Without having that tartness, but there was something that reminded me of apple in that.
Yeah,
sip.
It's really sweet. It's almost like a. Like candied something, like maybe, you know, like you're saying caramel apple, some sort of like caramelized sugars.
The hop candy. There's a lot of
a little.
I mean, you got to admit, though, I mean, it's definitely loaded with hops.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got that big hoppy character, but all the sweetness and the maltiness is still very present. It's not trying to compete with it because it's still there's still a lot of a whole hell of a lot of hops in here, but I'm kind of really digging on the flavor, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit of like vanilla, and for a second there I thought there might have been some sort of like dried apricot.
You know, maybe that's what it was more of the apricot instead of an apple. It was kind of odd because you're getting kind of a couple flavors at once, like you said, with the pininess and then a fruit.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of hard to kind of pinpoint what type of fruit that was, but now it is a little bit more apricot, and some of my head's finally starting to dissipate here.
Yeah, it's weird that pine only comes out like right in the middle of the sip, and then it gets taken over by that candied fruit.
You can tell it's spent a little bit of time in some kind of wooden vessel.
Yeah.
It does have that little bit of vanilla, that kind of dry, woody, it's something like on the roof of your mouth, you know? Kind of has a dry kind of woodiness.
Yeah. Now, is this a seasonal?
I believe it is. I haven't looked at that Dogfish Head calendar to find out when it's actually released.
Because one of the places I called about it, they said they were all out because it was a seasonal. But this seems like it would be great for the fall or even for the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could not see this as like a summer seasonal. Yeah, ooh. Pine on the nose too.
What do you think you'd pair with this one? I have a full glass and I keep wanting to pour more.
food pairing? I don't know. this has so much going on that, I mean, first thing I thought was like, you know, some sort of herb turkey thing. But then I think with the herbs, it would be too much. Because this
kind of too many flavors kind of playing off each other.
Yeah, because I think this is really good as it is. I'd be
interested to try this with something with like a black, like a cracked pepper something. Because yeah. I know that that's kind of a bold flavor, but it's kind of that, it's not too complex. And I'm right. really curious to know what something really peppery, then how the IPA would play off because of the, you know, the spicy pininess of the hops, I think may even have some more of that sweetness and maltiness come out if you have something really spicy. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I could see that. Something that's like a single yeah. layer of spice yeah. instead
one dimensional, I guess.
Yeah, one dimensional yeah. spice, like cracked pepper or something like that, you yeah. know. I could see working. But I mean, I was even thinking of those like round cookies with the little dollop of dried some jelly kind of in the jam middle.
Or jelly, yeah.
Yeah, like yep.
the apricot those like butter or cookies. Raspberry or yep.
Right, or even apricot, something like that. Just something to kind of nibble on while you're drinking this, because this is so, you know, well taken care of on its own. You know, it doesn't really need anything big to complement it, because it's. It's
even like nice. a lemon cookie would be interesting too, or a butter cookie like you're talking about with a little bit of the lemon, which I'm not actually a huge fan of lemon in that, but I think with this beer, something with some sweet citrus would be interesting yeah. to try to. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, the hops in this are, I don't know, I can't describe it. They're just fantastic.
Now, would you age this at all? Because I think. I don't know, I guess I'm answering my own question. I think that it would be perfect right now. Like maybe if this was aged, that now would be the good time. So like maybe if this was last year's, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'd be interested to see if something like this would age. The only problem is
it's only 7.5% though. So
well, that's yeah. There's another beer that I'm trying later that's like 12% and something like that. Okay, you might want to think about,
yeah.
you know, how that would age and if it would mellow out some. Something like this, I don't know if it would change, you know? And I wonder if some of these really nice dry hop elements to this beer, I don't know how how long that lasts, you know, I don't know if it's something that's preserved just as when the beer is brewed or if it's something that kind of dissipates over time. But there's something about, what feels like a fresh dry hop, if that even makes sense, fresh and dry, but, there's something about it that, I just don't know how it would age. And I'm enjoying the freshness of this beer.
Yeah. Well, cool. Do we have any ratings on this Untappd?
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, now that Dave's not here.
Yeah, we're going to do both.
You can do a Beer Advocate.
Yep. Untappd. So let's do Beer Advocate first since he's not here. Beer Advocate users rate this a 92. Wow, which is outstanding. And the Brothers Ahlstrom, they rate it a 90, which is also outstanding. And Untappd users rate this a 4.07 out of 13,521 ratings.
What does Beer Advocate call this? What style?
American IPA. The top places to drink this beer is The Ruck in Troy, New York. Also, Dogfish Head's Brewing and Eats in Rehoboth Beach. And Dogfish Head's Ale House in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, people in Maryland. So there you have it, folks. There's the Dogfish Head 75-minute IPA. Get it now, apparently, because we don't
know get it now.
How much longer it's going to be around. So, yeah. Cheers, and we will be back. Jive Turkey.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. You can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Yo, yo, yo. This is Toby out west. And I, for my Thanksgiving beer, I went with dessert. So I'm doing Epic Brewing's Fermentation Without Representation Imperial Pumpkin Porter. It is from their Exponential series. Epic Brewing, when I talk about the Epic out of New Zealand, this is Epic out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And in this beer, they actually collaborated with DC Brow out of, yes, Washington, DC. And Epic Brewing has been brewing since 2008. Their website is epicbrewing.com. This style is an Imperial Pumpkin Porter. Comes in at 7.9% ABV. The ingredients for malts, Muntin's Maris Otter, Breese Two Row Brewer's Malt, Muntin's Crystal, Weyermann Munich Malt Type 1.
What the hell's Muntin?
Breese. Yeah. Breese Two Row Chocolate Malt, and Weyermann Carafa 3. That's a lot of malts. And for hops, they use Nugget, Pearl, and Tetanay. And for an additional ingredients, they use pumpkin, vanilla bean, allspice, nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves.
Jeez. Talk about getting all your holiday spices in there.
Seriously. All right, so I'm on
crack. Seriously, you guys.
This is very, very cold. I've been resting it against my junk, trying to warm it up. Let's just hope that it's not too cold. Oh, yeah. So, not producing much head. I've got about a thin layer there on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Not much. Color is, it's a dark, dark brown. There's some slight light brown, like tannish highlights going on. The head is sustaining, but there's just not much there. Pour a little bit here for the wife.
Pour a little out for your homies.
Yeah. So on the nizz.
Can you not
get a little bit of nuttiness on the nose?
Spice in the book.
Well, there's nuttiness. There's a little bit of.
Is there any nutmeginess and some cloviness?
Yeah, some cinnamoniness. A little bit of chocolate. There's something else, and maybe it's the clove that I'm picking up on. There's even like a woodiness too. Smells good. Yeah, what is that? It's like a floral something? Maybe that's the allspice. Anyway. I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Oh, wow. Dude. It tastes like something you'd get from Starbucks.
Can I have the pumpkin chai beer, please?
There's coffee. Starbucks. There's vanilla. There's I think the allspice is what I'm getting. Maybe some. Ooh, right now, all I'm getting right now is those three. Lots of coffee and vanilla. A little bit of chocolate. On the nose, I just got some ginger. Mm. Oh, wow. Not a whole lot of like pumpkininess, but it definitely tastes like dessert. It tastes like a fancy holiday coffee drink.
Now, how is the mouthfeel of it? Does it feel like it's got some kind of creaminess, or is it a little too light?
At first, there's a bite to it, a little bit of like a lively mouthfeel, but then it kind of smooths out, gets a little creamy. The aftertaste is definitely creamy, coffee, some of that woodiness I was talking about before. Mm. Wow, this is really good. I'm even getting like cola on the nose too. It's like when I go in for another sip and I take a whiff.
Yeah.
It's like some cola coming out. Wow, there's this interesting earthiness too.
Oh, man. So maybe you got some of the clove all over now. The map on this one.
This is, ooh, yeah, there's that kind of roasty. It's a little bit of the roastiness happening. This is definitely a holiday libation.
What do you want to eat with it?
For a food pairing? Oh, man, I don't know. You could just, like, have this for dessert.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some vanilla ice cream, but it's not roasty enough, I don't think. But maybe the vanilla ice cream would bring out a little bit more of the roastiness in the beer. But I don't think that's really what you're going to go for when you drink this, because you want all those other things, you know, the pumpkin and the nutmeg and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe just like some, I'm going to almost do the same pairing as with the 75 minute.
Really?
With just some sort of like butter cookies or like maybe like a vanilla wafer cookie or something, like just something not too big and bold and flavorful, but you know, something to kind of bounce back, so a little bit of like the vanilla flavors and stuff like that.
Okay.
Or maybe even like some gingerbread cookies, that might work. Or like now I'm going on that route. I'm thinking maybe like some banana bread or
gingerbread.
Like gingerbread, you know, like a gingerbread with walnuts in it or something like that.
Fresh out of the oven with a nice scoop of ice cream.
Ooh, maybe. But I know this is going to change when it warms up more. So in last call, I'll probably have more to say about this beer.
That's crazy, because as cold as it was, you're getting all kinds of spices. Sorry. Imagine once it gets to that. You know, that one temperature where it just seems like everything just kind of explodes, you know?
And this, I found, I actually got this back when we were collecting our beers for the pumpkin challenge. So that was what, like early September, I think?
Yeah, might have been.
When we first started grabbing our pumpkin beers. And I picked this up then. Oh, and this is batch number... release number 10, and I think they're up to number 14 now. Actually, you know what? I think this is a year old, which is really crazy. Because when I looked on their website, they have all the different releases, and each release, they have all the ingredients for each one. So I don't know if they all change. But this one, I want to say, was bottled in July of 2012. But I see it on the shelf now. I was just at the beer store tonight, and they had this on the shelf in their seasonal section. So,
right next,
I don't know,
right next to the elf.
What series they're up to now? But yeah, I'm just saying that because I'm thinking, man, I should pick up another bottle of this, and next time, wait till it warms up a bit. Oh. But anyway, there you have it, folks. That is the Fermentation Without Representation Imperial Pumpkin Porter. From Epic Brewing out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Let's see, ratings. Geez, I always forget about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to make Dave mad. You can do a... Okay. You can do...
Fermentation.
You can stay on Dave's bad side. let's see. Untapped has this at a 3.8. out of 6,334 ratings. And this is under the pumpkin/yam beer style.
Alrighty. Beer Advocate users rate this an 86, which is very good, and the Allstrom brothers have not tried this beer.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-frickin-hoo.
Oh, the top three places to drink this on Untappd is the Killer Pumpkin Festival in Portland, Oregon.
Sounds scary.
Larry's Bourbon and Beer Emporium in Kansas City, Missouri.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Bourbon and Beer Emporium. It's a speakeasy. It's a nightlife spot speakeasy. The third top place.
Handcrafted smokehouse and back.
And the third top place to drink this on Untappd is the Petaluma Poultry Processors in Petaluma, California.
Wow. That sounds disgusting.
Poultry Processors.
We drink this at the processing plant. Chicken plant.
All right. They have it. Representation.
All right, folks.
Or, I'm sorry. Fermentation without representation, Imperial Pumpkin Porter.
If we did a segment of the show that was called that, it'd be just us drinking beer and not just, we wouldn't even say a word about it. It would just be us and you'd just hear like sipping and pouring.
Right. Here's a beer. I'm drinking it. It's good. It's roasty.
We'll be back, folks, right after this.
Sorry, I forgot to say one more time.
Oh, all right.
It's a collaboration with DC Brow. So there you go. Oh, and DC Brow, can I say it's a
new brewery?
Yes, you can.
I guess that.
And you did.
All right.
And once again, peace. We'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Bam, bitches.
All right, folks, it's time for my tasting flight.
Yes, it is.
Jive, turkey.
Uh-huh, so, he about to do a Yankee swap.
I'm going to try Slumbrew's Yankee swap.
You know what would be cool is if we were in the same room, I would totally do a Yankee swap on you right now and take it from you.
Oh, man. Suck.
So I could have three beers and you would have only one.
But wouldn't I get like a last like chance to switch? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is from the Somerville Brewing Company out of Somerville, Mass. Their website is www.slumbrew.com. The style is considered an English strong. This is brewed with maple syrup and aged in rum barrels. And actually, Turkey Shore rum barrels, and they're out of Ipswich, Mass. I'm going to crack it.
What are they? What kind of rum barrels?
Turkey Shore.
Turkey Shore?
Jive, turkey.
Is that a New England thing?
Yeah, they're from Ipswich.
Oh. Keeping it local, keeping it fresh.
That's right. Drink local, because local's fresh.
And it's Turkey Shore. Did you really planned this out, didn't you?
Yeah. And by planned it out, it just worked out perfectly when I looked down and said, oh, it's got maple syrup, Turkey Shore. Perfect.
You the man, Mike. Yep. You the man.
And it's from Slumbrew. So there. I don't know what that has to do with Thanksgiving, but I like the Slumbrew peoples. They've been good to me.
They're good peoples.
I give them a shout out. Ooh.
Oh.
It's brown. Like a cloudy brown. Got about a finger of head. And on the nose, It's like a toffee banana bread. Yeah, sweet, like rum and like rum cake. Yeah, it's like rum cake.
See, as much as I love me good hoppy IPA or a crisp Saison, I also love when this time of year and cracking open those Imperial Stouts and those Imperial Porters and
that's when
those winter warmers.
That's why you can change. Now you're a multi man in the cold weather.
Yeah, I'm a fair weather Johnson, I guess, when it comes to beer.
Yeah, there is something about that, though. I mean, having the caramel and the toffee and chocolate and coffee in the cold weather, for me, it's just, I don't know, that's, and getting the spices like we were talking about with the cinnamon and the clove and all that stuff, that's just, it's the taste of the seasons, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody eats turkey dinner on the 4th of July, you know?
Nope.
This doesn't make sense.
Maybe a turkey leg.
grill. At a Renaissance fair somewhere. Yeah. Make sure you don't get any on your chainmail.
Yeah. That's one thing I hate is picking turkey out of my chainmail.
Yeah, there's that subtle, like, sweet kind of rum candy goodness in there.
Taking a sip, yeah!
All right. The rum barrel's there. Comes out, but it's not really overpowering. It's actually kind of a... I actually like this kind of much... This much barrel aging. I don't want it to be completely all barrel and no beer.
Right.
I think we've talked about that before in the show. Where... Especially when you know the beer style outside of the barrel. You know, if you've ever had something and then have a barrel-aged version of it and all you can taste is the barrel, that's right. No fun for me. I don't know what this beer would taste like before the rum barrels, but it does have a nice balance between what seems like a base beer style and then being barrel-aged. But all that rum, I mean, it tastes like it's a big beer, but there's not any harsh alcohol warming, and the rest of the beer flavors and aromas are coming through. Really interesting aroma. I really like it. It's a very, like, holiday bread, you know, like I said, like a rum cake or a rum-flavored banana bread. Nice sweet maltiness to it. Maple's coming through, actually, where... One thing I have to say about the Dogfish Head is, much as we enjoyed that IPA, we didn't, not once did we mention maple, I think, our whole tasting of it. This has a little bit of a European, there's something European about this, there's English about this beer. Something about the sweet maltiness in there kind of reminds me of, you know, some of the English ales, but this... You know, it's a bigger, bolder English ale, and that rum barrel's definitely, I mean, all those flavors are coming through. Like I said, you know, the toffee and the that rum, kind of the vanilla with the oakiness.
Now, is this one a seasonal or no?
I assume it is. You know, I think it's their fall seasonal.
Dude, how did you get this?
It just came out, like... Maybe a week or 2 weeks ago.
It was created on Untappd on the November 10th.
Yeah. Well, so you gotta remember, I'm like really close. I mean, I know where they have the Slumbrew stuff, you know? I mean, you see it on the shelf.
That's crazy.
Different for them. This is a very different beer for them, I think. But, you know, I'll talk a little bit more about that in last call.
What would you pair with it?
This is a tough one for me, but I would love to have this with bread pudding. I would love to see how this pairs up with something similar. I know I'm not very well versed in what beer styles pair well with certain foods. I just go by what I would like to have with them. Right. I'd like to see how the flavors. I may be way off on some of these things, and someone might say, "What? You know, an English strong? No, you can't pair that, and you need these flavors or these aspects." You know, and they may be right, and I'd love to try them, but I'm just thinking bread pudding. You know, it's not too overwhelming. You know, flavor wise, there's nothing that I think it would complement the beer very well, because I think all those flavors of the beer would come through, but you have a nice I think actually some of that alcohol warming might come out a little bit more with something like a bread pudding. You know, I think you'd get right. kind of more of that rum toffee
with some raisins in there and stuff.
Yeah, hell, she could drop raisins in this beer. Rum raisins. Drop some rum raisins in this beer. You get yourself a dessert right there. F*** the bread pudding. So,
well, you know, it just, you know, doing food pairings, it's like we do it on the fly, and you know, Crazy Dave is known for his instant pairings, and I think, you know, when you look at websites like Beer Advocate, and they'll have on the right side, or I don't know if they do anymore, but they would have food pairing suggestions in the right column for whatever beer you're looking at, and all they do is they just take, you know, the style of beer, possibly the ABV, and kind of come up with a, you know, oh, well, if this is what style it is, then here's your food pairings. And it's all very generic, you know, and also like, you know, glassware and stuff like that. It kind of just takes whatever has been given to them as far as the style goes. And then they just go, well, if it's this style, here's your food pairings. Nothing really specific. It's, you know, seafood or pork right. or, you know, lamb or something like that. But the way that we do it, yes, of course, it's nothing very professional. We're not, you know, foodies. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're self-proclaimed foodies or self-proclaimed beer critics.
We just,
or
I think for us, I maybe I'm, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that we just appreciate quality ingredients in certain things,
right?
You know, so even if we go to a restaurant and they have, you know, they, hey, we make stuff from. You know, our menu changes according to the ingredients we can get, and you get kind of the freshest, best ingredients. And I think that we all have kind of appreciation for that, even though we may not be very well educated. You know, we're not chefs, we're not cicerones. Right. So we're just guys that love good beer and good food, you know. And I think there's something to be said for that, too.
I've been called out quite a few times on my food pairings. And
yes, yes, you have.
Skills
you've
lack
probably
thereof.
Got some. I'll say you've had some of the worst food pairings, but you've also had some of the best food pairings as well. So,
oh,
I think your
good.
Average probably evens out with the rest of us.
All right.
And with the, I forget what particular Asian food you paired it with, but that was, I think it might have been Thai food or something. It was like. It was probably one of your best pairings, I think.
Oh, thanks. It lives on. It does.
And while we're
if I could tell you what show that was on, I would say go back and listen to it. My one great
my
food
one
pairing.
Great pairing.
Don't know the beer. Don't know what show. It's all a haze, anyways.
That's when we write the beer coaster book. All a haze. Check these guys out. You know, I'm assuming that's a limited release or at least a seasonal. You know, I don't know how readily available rum barrels are from distilleries, and I don't know, you know, how often a brewery can get them and how often they can be used. So, but get this.
Well, if you're lucky enough to be some, you know, in the same town as a distillery.
Yeah.
You know, and you make friends with them.
Yeah. And I was just talking about actually the this distillery, because I was going to bring some of that rum out to San Diego with me. And I ended up, you know, getting that, what was it, the whiskey that was aged in the Utopia's barrels instead.
Yeah.
But
that was good stuff.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that the
I'm not a whiskey guy.
Turkey Shore has some interesting kind of old school rums. And I'm a fan of rums. So I might going to have to go check them out sometime. So there you have it, folks. Check it out. Did I give ratings?
Oh, I've got Untappd here. Okay. Untappd gives the Yankee Swap 3.78 out of 108 ratings, including Mike's. Well, he didn't rate it, but...
Until they start paying
108
me.
108 ratings.
They're going to start paying me for ratings. And Beer Advocate, there's... It's not available at all. They're not by the users or the brothers. There's not enough ratings on Beer Advocate, and which is poses an interesting sign of the times there, where Untappd has 108 ratings and Beer Advocate only has like 3 to 6. You know, kind of shows you the kind of the state of the beer social movement.
I don't know if Beer Advocate has an app, but that's definitely where Untappd has them, is with the app. I mean,
that's really what they needed to do instead of going to a magazine. If anybody knows the Beer Advocate guys, you know, if they know the brothers, that would be a suggestion, honestly. Instead of them going to that magazine, you know, go to print from a web thing. It just, I don't right. quite know where their head was at in that respect, but a Beer Advocate app would have definitely been the way to go. A mobile app for Beer Advocate. To have that database on your phone would be fantastic.
I mean, I find myself going to Untappd to find certain beers. You know, if I'm looking for a certain beer, I'll go to Untappd to see, you know, oh, what style is that? You know, or... You know, what's the rating on Untappd before I go to Beer Advocate? Just because it's so easy, you know, I'm on my phone and pop the app open and bam.
Yeah, I've even gotten to the point now where I'm searching for beers for the show and I'll pull up Untappd because it's an easy search tool with the names. You know, if I'm looking for a particular theme or a name or just to try to find a beer, Untappd has been... just a much quicker way to access that information.
Oh, sorry. The top three places to drink this beer, the Yankee Swap on Untappd, is the Beer Me Yum Yum Boston in Cambridge, Mass. The Nam Keeg Ordinary in Salem, Massachusetts. And the Natty Greens Tavern in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Yeah.
There you have it.
It's all Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, all the way down. That's the thing. I think with this beer, I think it's going to be hard to find, you know, outside of Massachusetts. You know, maybe New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. But I'd be surprised if the distribution for, you know, some of those limited releases even get that far. So that's actually a good question for Slumbrew. I'd like to know how far your distribution goes.
Yeah,
how
that's something I think I even said on last week's show. You were talking about what beers to send to Tony Leone, and I said Slumbrew.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good. And hey, Tony, if you can get Slumbrew out there, let me know. If you can, I'll send you some good ones from them.
I know some Yankee Swap.
Yeah, Yankee. That's yeah. This I got to talk more about this in the last call. I don't want to get into it too much. And my tasting flight is gone.
Yeah, 18 minutes in here.
So we'll be back right after this.
At Kevin James says, Thanksgiving, man. Not a good day to be my pants.
Tweet of the week, yeah. Last call.
That's right, folks. Last call. This is where we rate our beers, talk about them a little bit more, even though our open flights were quite descriptive this week.
Yes.
Even if they weren't about the beers we were drinking. go ahead, Toby. Tell us what you think.
Well, the Dogfish Head 75-minute... is darn tasty. I was really, really liking it for most of the beer. I mean, now it's been sitting around. It's down to the bottom of it, and it's not as good as it was a while ago. But I'm gonna go 4.5 because I think it's really good. There was all this stuff going on. You know, you got all these different hop flavors that were coming out. You were getting like that creamy vanilla stuff happening. And it was just very interesting. It had a soft palate, and it was very drinkable. And I don't know, it was just really good. I'll definitely get this again. And it was about $9 for a 750 mil, so 4.5.
It was $9.39.
Okay. And so I would recommend people check it out. I mean, if you like the 60 minute and you like the 90 minute and whatever, but this is, to me, it's totally different. It's not, you can't really go off of that. You know, I even called one beer store in town to ask if they had it, and the guy was like, no, but we have the 60 minute and we have the 90 minute. You can get both of those and then just blend them and then you'll have it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. And then add some maple syrup.
Right.
And then do add a little some maple extra syrup. Bottle and then, conditioning.
Yeah, and then age it in a barrel
I'll blend the 60 and the 90 in my own personal cask at home.
Yeah. That's what I should have said to that guy. And then hung up on him. Jerk.
Yeah. Let me blend this in my cask at home with some Vermont maple syrup that I can easily get here in Las Vegas.
So yeah, 4.5. Excellent beer. Excellent. And it's great for the fall.
Blend it yourself. We have a Bud Light you can just drop some like Cascade hops into and maple syrup.
Right, dude. And you'll have yourself a nice IPA for the fall season, bro. For the Epic Brewing's Fermentation Without Representation Imperial Pumpkin Porter, who they collaborated with, DC Brow. 5 pints.
What?
This beer is phenomenal. I mean, it's kind of like what I said. It's like something that Starbucks would offer. I mean, it's got coffee. The pumpkin started coming out. Nutmeg. Lots of vanilla and like good vanilla, like vanilla bean, like the real vanilla, and not, you know, some sort of vanilla flavoring. Just excellent beer.
Where's good vanilla come from? From Madagascar, good vanilla.
Yeah, I think Madagascar. But yeah, I mean, everything about this beer is just awesome. So 5 pints, dude. Good job, Epic. These guys are on a roll, man. I've had a lot of good stuff from them. How about you, Mike?
It's Dogfish Head, 75-minute IPA. 90-minute was my favorite from them, and I wish I had some 90-minute here so I could taste this back to back.
90-minute is pretty bomb.
But this beer is... it's a really great IPA. I mean, I'm giving it 5 pints just because I think it's phenomenal. I there's nothing that I didn't like about this beer. The extra added dry hopping to... you know... there's 90-minute in there. There's 60-minute in there. There's maple syrup, which we... like, I know we talked about that... maple syrup never came up in our review of it,
right.
You know, while we're tasting, but there's no denying that it adds some kind of intangible dimension to the beer that I can't quite nail down.
What was that whole candied fruit? You know, like this something about it.
Yeah, we talked about the apricot and the pine. It's just a great IPA. This is actually probably the best East Coast IPA I've ever had. I know that's a really bold statement, and it's basically because my memory is failing me, but it's the best East Coast IPA that I've had in a really long, long time.
So you're saying it's better than the 60 minute, and it's better than the 90 minute.
Absolutely. Well, that's why I really wish I had the 90 minute in front of me so I could compare the two. But this is kind of the best of both. This is when we tried the double bastards and the different types of bastards, and we finally found that blend that we liked more than the original, you know. And right. I think for me, this is that beer. This is that blend that I like better than the one I liked originally, you know. So that's why I'm giving it 5.
Nice.
For the Slum Brew, I don't know how to say this without making it sound like a negative review of Slum Brew's beers, because I really like Slum Brew's beers. I think that the Hoppy Soul and the Porter Square Porter, even the Flag Raiser IPA, all their regular beers, they're really good. But this one, to me, was a step above. It had a sophistication to it and a complexity that I can't remember Slum Brew having in their beers before. There's something very English ale, like a, you know, a strong English ale, maltiness about it, but still distinctly American with the kind of big, bold, you know, rum barrel-y flavors. But they didn't overdo the rum barrel in this, and that's what I really, really enjoy about this beer. I'm giving this one a 5 as well. I know it seems like, hey, Mike's just in a great mood this week, Thanksgiving and what all, but I really feel like I have 2 5-piners in front of me here. I really, really do. Hats off to Slum Brew on this one. So far, this is probably my favorite Slum Brew beer to date. And nice. I really like some of the other ones. I know we've sent you guys some before with the Hoppy Soul, with the blood, or is it Happy Soul with the Blood Orange?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Porter Square with the local chocolatier here in Boston. It's got the cocoa bean, the cocoa nibs or whatever. They really brew good beers, but this one I think is just better than the rest of the lineup for sure.
Maybe they're.
This is my kind of like cold weather beer. Really, really like this beer.
It's a good show this week. Sorry, Crazy Dave missed out, man. 3 5-piners like and said, 4.5. You
know, he'd probably end up getting some beer that he hated and throw a wrench into our fantastic Thanksgiving.
He'd totally throw the curve off.
So we got a few shout outs this week.
Yeah, I got some shout outs. On Twitter, I want to give a shout out to @homebrew68, @brewersdaughter, @finchbeer, and @jbeaverton. And on Untapped, I want to give a quick shout out to Gino Kenny, LJ, Satch, Chad Edwards, Robbo, and Zolos.
Well, I would definitely want to give a shout out to Slum Brew because they asked right away whether I like the beer or not, for the little spoiler alert question. So I give a shout out to Slum Brew. Also, Derek. Alamendinger?
Alamendinger?
I'm like butcher like last names all the time. Beer by Tanisha. Also, Shawnee Rotten. That's an awesome
Shawnee name. Rotten.
Shawnee Rotten. That's awesome. Victor Zaidi. You know Captain Cheers?
Zaidier.
I don't know how to say his last name, but he's Captain Cheers on Twitter. He's all over Twitter. He actually gave us some backwash, I think, a couple of years back. Maybe a year or so. I don't know. All these years blend together, you know?
Yeah.
And also, Beer Picture.
Oh, yeah, beer picture. Yeah, they started following us on Twitter.
Dedicated to beer pictures worldwide. And their picture is the one of the stock photos that we use for the Slam Dunkle show. So I see that right on their Twitter. So I'm giving you a shout out and also letting you know that we've stolen one of your images.
They stole ours.
Maybe that's when they got the idea. There's a big basketball in ours, so
yeah.
That's a big change right there.
Hey, what are we doing next week? Do we even know?
Geez, you're going to put me on the spot there.
Yes, I'm putting you on the spot.
Actually, we're getting into the bitter cold. We're going to do some ESBs. Extra special bitter cold. And then we get into our winter warmers and more holiday beers coming up all next month. It's kind of a winter warmer land part deux, if you will.
Right on. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to enjoy drinking the rest of these.
Oh, and shout out to Craft Beer Hound.
See how full they are?
I've been resting it against my junk, trying to warm it up.
No, we didn't do anything this week. No hot topic, no backwash. We just drank beer and talked about it. Oh.